We are up to Mitzvah Taf Kuf Mem Gimel 543, the Isser of Beged Isha. This is a pair with yesterday's Mitzvah, the Isser of Beged Ish, and today we have Beged Isha. Yesterday was all the Isurim that are on a female to masquerade, literally, and do, be involved in masculine activities, and today we have the opposite, the Isser upon the man, right? This is the second half of the Pasuk. The Pasuk again tells us, Lo Yikli Geber Al Isha, Vol Yulbash Geber Simlas Isha, Ki Tovas Hashem Alokecha, because it's the to'eva to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, anyone that does that. A number of Mefarshim point out that there is a lack of parallelism in the Pasuk. It does not say the same verb by the man and the woman. It says, Lo yihye kli gever al isha. A man's kalim shouldn't be on the woman. And by the other side, Velo yilbash gever simlas isha. And a man shouldn't wear a woman's clothing. So what is this alluding to? Says the Netziv. A number of Mefarshim pointed out, but we'll go with the Netziv. The Hamak Davar says that the Torah is alluding to that there are two different Isurim underlying here, and they both apply to both men and women. But the Torah picks one to say by the man and one to say by the woman. Number one is Kli Geber Al Isha, which as we said yesterday, the Unkelah says, in terms of weapons. Weapons are in clothing. Weapons, how could a woman have a weapon? Says the Netziv, that's not the teva of a woman to carry a weapon unless she accustoms herself and changes her nature from what it is. So that's the first Isser. A woman changing her internal nature to try to be and act like a man, which will eventually lead, as the Chinuch said yesterday, to Gili Arayas and Avodah Zarah v'chulu. That's the inner Isser. V'im kein, hu hachana, sha'achar kach tucha l'shanos begadeha v'leilich b'ino anashim. Once she changes her nature, she'll just be closer to the masculine gender. U'memela, and it's the opposite for the man too. Shelo lahargo b'teva anashim l'his kashit v'chadome. And then you have, on the other hand, lo yilbash. Even if one doesn't change the internal nature, the Isser is on the external, the beged elyon, not to do that, even if one's nature isn't changed, because that is also leads to frivolity, leads to inappropriate behavior, and it itself is usser. So you have both of those elements of isser which relate to our discussion. Okay, so now let's see the Sefer HaChinuch, and again, a lot to talk about halacha lemaisa in this mitzvah. Shelo yilbashu ha'anashim malbushi hanashim. That the man should not wear clothing of women. As we discussed yesterday, Avodah Zarah, Gili Arayis, and everybody should know their place in the world, as Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitt said. Dini HaMitzvah, what are some of the halachas of this mitzvah? She'eino Isser v'hamalkos b'lavush levad. As we know, the Isser is not only in Lavush, but also other activities. Tehu adin b'tikun shelohem. Any type of beautification, any type of activity that is usually associated with females, and if a man does it, that is a problem. If a man does any type of activity that's usually associated with women, chayiv malchus. He is chayiv malchus. So, what are some examples of this? Shulchan Aruch says, shaving certain body parts that women usually save is usher for a man to shave. Says the Shulchan Aruch, kuf pei beis. In Yaradeya, Hamaver Seyar mi Beis Hashechi Beis Erva. If somebody shaves their underarm hair, a man, or Beis Erva, or the hair in the area of the Erva, doesn't matter what you use. Even a scissors, right? A scissors is mutter on the face. Whatever is mutter on the face. This is not an issue of Isser Hakafa. Hayomakin Oso Malchus. According to the Rambam, in a society, in a normal place where men don't shave those parts of the body, that's when it's usser. If it's a custom, then everybody does it, so then there is more flexibility. Shulchan Aruch doesn't say it's mutter. The Rambam seems to say it's mutter, but that already is an open question if there is a specific reason or it's not generally a feminine activity. But again, general, Yadus looks at shaving any area on the body besides the face as a feminine activity, and that would be usser. Unless there's a tzarach of refuah. Obviously, there's a refuah need, and one needs to shave for whatever reason. You know, if somebody's having a surgery and they have to shave that area for the surgery, or the hair specifically is causing problems, so then, yesh makom lahakel with the psak of a posek. So that's one. Or the Chinuch continues. Kegon, this is also quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Hamalakate sa'aros levanos mitoch shechoros. If a man has a couple of white hairs in his black hair, he's getting a little older, he's getting some white hairs. I don't want these white hairs. I want to take it out. I don't want to see that I'm getting so old. So a woman would pluck out any white hairs. A man is not allowed to do that. That is the Isser of Beged Isha. Me Rosha o Mizakano. Even from the places where he's allowed to get a haircut. From his head, from his chin, from his beard, from his cheeks. Still plucking out specifically white hairs. That is a problem. V'chein, or a big issue, hatsoveya, dyeing one's hair. A man dyeing one's hair. That is an isser of Beged Isha. V'chein soveya sa'arosav, kedarsha nashim sovos osam. Like women. Women can do this. Women should do this, right, to beautify themselves. But this is not allowed for women, for men. V'chein tergam unkelis, and that's what unkelis says here. V'lisakin gvar b'tikune itza. A man can't be involved in any activities that is associated with women. That's, again, quoted in the Shulchan Aruch right here, that a man is not allowed to cut his white hairs. Aser lavakin afilu seyarechad, even one hair. Lavan mitok hashchorot, mishum lo yulbash gever. V'chein aser l'ishlet svoa, saros lavanos, sheyu shechoros, afilu sara achas. Right, that is all included. Reb Moshe Feinstein was asked, what if you don't do the act? What if you just get the result? What does that mean? Reb Moshe has a tshuva in Yeridea, Chelek Aleph, Simen Pei Beis. He was asked in 1954, what happens if a person can take medicine which will make his white hairs turn black again? Is that allowed? So Reb Moshe has a chakira here. Right? Not so many chakiras in the Igros Moshe. He says, well, is the Isser of Lo Silbash, in this case, the Maisa or the Totsa? Is it the act of plucking or cutting, which you don't have here if you take a certain type of medicine, or is it the result? Says Reb Moshe, Imo Isser Zed Lo Yilbash Hu Gam Al Kol Tikunei Nashim Hu Al Etzem HaMaisa Shelo Veshu Miskashet Baha Malbusha V'Kishutim She'osos HaNashim O Shoha Isser Al Masha Yotze Mizeh Shu Melubash Makusha Kamo HaNashim. So says Reb Moshe, it's clear to me that it is the result. It's not the Maisa. And therefore, taking this type of medicine, this pill, in order to blacken the hair is also Aser Daraisa. Even if women never do it this way, women just shave it off, women never take this medicine, still, the result is what women do, and therefore it would be usher. And then he says, other reasons also, Lamaisa, Ramosha Asers in that case, because the result is achieved. The big discussion in the postgame is, what if there is a Tzarech Gadol? What if there is a Tzarech, right? All of the, many of the Achronim get into this. If you look in the Nishmat Avraham, Dr. Abraham discusses this from many, quoting many postgame. Shlomo Zalman was asked about a 20-year-old single boy whose hair turned white. Hairs turn white, not because of any specific medical condition. But all of a sudden, he's 20 years old, he's single, he's about to start going out, and he has a white beard. It's embarrassing. It's terrible. He'd be ashamed of it. So would he be able to dye his hair black? And Shlomo Zalman answered, mutter. Mutter, because white hair in that young of a person is called a mum, and it's not usser. Not usser to remove a mum. The only isser is when I do something which is to be... For the same purpose as a woman would do it. So a woman would do it. So here, a woman just changes her hair because she likes her hair a different color. This is a mum, and therefore, it would be mutter. And Rav Shlomo Zalman says that the one thing is that he has to tell his prospective wife that that's what he did. Right? Because there also will be Geneva's Das. That is Rav Shlomo Zalman. There's another discussion that all the Achronim get into, the Minchas Yitzchak and the Stechemed, and that is, there was a case of a man who had half of his hair and beard turn white. Half, mamish, like one would do in a party, you know, just for fun, or on Purim. That's what happened, Rahman al-Islam, to a man. He had, I mean, not seriously, Rahman al-Islam, life in danger, but it's very embarrassing. Half of his beard is white, half of it is black. So, is that mutter? So there are a number of poskim that the minority of poskim say he thinks that it might be a problem, but most poskim assume it is not a problem. Just like, after all, the poskim say you can wash your face in the morning to get the dirt off. That's removing something problematic. So to hear, this is not considered natural. In the natural progression of life, as somebody ages and their hair turns white, that's not called a mum. That's natural, and they have to leave it. And this is, different people get it at different stages, but at 20 years old, it's not so natural. But, you know, one always has to ask a shayla in all of these cases, because, it is not 100% clear, and every case is not always the same. And again, Shlomo Zalman says the same idea. What if a man has very big eyebrows, and he has an eyebrow on top of his nose, and it goes straight across? He's right across it. It's not so, he doesn't like it, that it's somewhat of a mummer. It's unusual. So Rav Shlomo Zalman also allowed a young man who had hair growing between his eyebrows that it could be a mum, and it is able to be removed. So that is that. What if a person is bald, and they want a toupee, they want a wig? Is that considered beged isha? So mustama not, because those are specifically made. You have toupees made for a man, and wigs made for a woman. Like we spoke about yesterday, the issue of pants. Pants might have tznius problems on all the poskim, as we said. All the poskim aser wearing pants. No posuk that says that it's mutter to wear pants outside, but inside where there are no men around, Ruba the Ruba of the poskim say there's no iser of beged ish for a woman to wear the pants, because many of them are either made for unisex, for both, or like sweatpants, or they're specifically made for women. It could be, if there's pants that are specifically for a male, for a woman to wear them, that could be beged isha. Okay. Another point that comes up in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, what about a man looking into a mirror? Wow. Says the Shulchan Aruch. It's based on the Gemara. Aser le'ish le'histakel b'mara. Period. A man is not allowed to look in a mirror. That's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. You stop here like, whoa. But, obviously, there are many men that look in mirrors nowadays. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger right there. If you live in a society where only women look in the mirror, then the men shouldn't look in the mirror. But in a place where men also look in the mirror, leka iser, there's no iser, rak ha chaveirim nimnoa mizeh. Okay, some are machmir, but lechatchila, Rova poskim say there is no problem with man looking in the mirror. That's only, again, to a certain extent. A man look in the mirror to make sure he is presentable. But if a man has to spend so many hours in front of a mirror, you know, like acting like a female, that could be a problem. But again, to use it in a basic way is agreed upon that it is mutter from the poskim. Okay, we continue. Right, an androgynous or a tumtum, that's a problem because they're in the middle. So what are they considered? They're a man, they're a woman, they're both. So there you might have chumris lakan or chumris lakan, but again, one has to that situation doesn't usually come up too often. So they should always do everything universal. But they never would get malchus because they're besafek. Avalam amru beisr avru beisr sheish veisha shavin bobazeh. The only time an androgynous or a tumtum would get malchus if there's an isser that applies to both men and to women. Another important issue that is discussed is jewelry. What about jewelry? What about a man? Actually, I just wanted to quote one other source. Moshe has a tshuva about the mirror case in Yaradeya in Chelek Beis Simin Samach Aleph. Be'inyan histaklus b'mare la'anoshim. Can men you look in a mirror? So he says that it is mutter. As long as you look in it for a basic need, just to be presentable, that is okay. But at the end of that shuva, he says, what about dyeing one's hair relating to what we said before, dyeing one's hair in order to get a job? Get a job, he has some splotches of white, and it looks strange. It's not like a normal. Sometimes people have splotches of white. But a case where you want to be able to get the job. So again, there, it's not, too, like the Bach spoke about yesterday. It's not dafka lehistamos lenashim. It's just to be able to get a job, to be able to prevent embarrassment. Again, whenever these are the reasons, then a shiloh needs to be asked, and there are certain bases to be mako. We're not posking anything here, alach lemaisa. But says Ramosha, v'yim kavanas tzviyasa, hu lo liyipui, ela kadesha yekabluhu lemisra, for a position, but ofan she'ein iser ona'a, where you're not tricking anybody, kagon. She'yodea she'yasa malacha kitza'ir. You know you could do the work like a 25-year-old, and you are 25, but, you know, I don't look 25, so then mistaver she'ish lahatir, just like we spoke about the Kos Tabach, that if a woman wears something just to stay warm, or something like that. And he quotes that he also saw this in a psak of Moshe Mordechai Epstein, also allows dyeing one's hair to accept a position. Okay, but now what about the next issue, and that is jewelry. Jewelry for men. What about a man wearing a ring? What about a man wearing a ring? Is a man allowed to wear a ring? There are many Shomrei Shabbos men that wear rings, wear wedding bands. So is that halachically questionable, or is that fine? So Rav Moshe doesn't specifically relate to this, but the implicit assumption, the implicit given of his tshuva is that it's mutter. If you look in Evan Ezer, in Chela Gimel, Simin Yudches, Rav Moshe talks about the double ring ceremony for a kala to give a chasan a ring under the chuppah after the chasan gives the kala the ring. And this was written on Zayin Adar, Tav Shin Chav Tes, right, 1969, to his Talmud, Rav Ephraim Gloombath, the Rivos Ephraim, who was just Nifter a few months ago. Says the Igris Moshe, says Rav Moshe, B'dvar Elu, Sha'achar Sha'achasan Kiddish B'tabas Azakala, Notna Gama Kala La'achasan Tabas. Maybe this became prevalent in the 60s. So he says, after the chasan gives the kala, kala gives the chasan, the Amra, and she says, Hareini Mukudesh Eslacha, O Ata Mukudesh Li, says Rav Moshe, Vadai, first step, that doesn't ruin the marriage. The Kiddushin was done, and now you're doing something afterwards? It's finished, it's done, they're already married. This can't undermine it. What she said is fool, is nothing. Even though the Edom were there, and the Edom know she was going to do this, and they expect it. Lo shayach lavat la kiddushin. No, it's not shayach. Mishum shenema shuki gloy milsa sharosim shakiddushin yu adik gam nesinas v'amirasa. Maybe their das was that the marriage should be only functional with both. No, because you know what? That's called, says Rav Moshe, a masna mashakasa b'Torah. Right? It's making a condition on mashakasa b'Torah, and therefore it's no batal. The ma'isa kayyim, it's no batal. The Gemara says in Maseches Ksubis. V'yavim yisnu b'tanai kafol. Even if they would make a condition with all the rules, kehilchas tanai sheyachula kiddushim rak b'imtitin lo gam hi, acharkach v'chulu, says Rav Moshe, no tanai is going to work to undermine what kiddushin is all about. But says Rav Moshe, it's usher to do this. Aval aser la'asozeh, lo mi boy, first of all, it is minaga akum. Because the non-Jews have equality in their marriage ceremonies. I do. Lo mi boy, minaga nachrim hu kein shu isidaraisa, if that's true that it's isidaraisa. But he says, surely, kol shekein bazeh shu neged din Torah, ubedini anachrim tzricha gila gam hi lakadesh, shifshish osike chok shalahem shavadi b'isr la. He says, even if the non-Jews don't do this, it's still usur because, why? People are going to start thinking that this is what is required. Just like Chazal asurd, going into the shower after somebody has a chiyuv to go to the mikvah, they're not supposed to take a shower afterwards, because people are going to start thinking, maybe at home they can take a shower, but not at the mikvah, because people are going to start thinking that the shower also plays a part in the Torah process, right? They're not allowed to do that. So says Rav Moshe too. Besides Chukas HaAkum, if it's true, but if that's the reality, but even if not, Rav Moshe says people are going to start thinking in a generation or two that this is part of the marriage ceremony, and therefore it is a problem. Ube'etzem nir l'ni ezdaiti shu isser gadol, shari ha'idezeh osin, sheyishkach meharbi din kiddushin, v'shichachaz din af shelo yovel shum kilkulu isser lav. Just forgetting a din, a ziyaf haTorah, that itself is a major problem. That's what Rav Moshe says, but it's clear, it's implicit, it's clear in the tshuva, he doesn't relate to at all the issue of the man wearing the ring. And that's why if a man wants to put on a wedding ring for purposes of being out in public and everybody to know that he's married or his wife wants, whatever the reason is, if they want to wear it, make her a din, it seems to be mutter, says Rav Moshe, it just shouldn't be done under the chuppah. So in the yichud room, at the earliest time or afterwards, you know, it can be put on. That is Rav Moshe again, Eben Ezer Gimel Yurchas. If you look in the Divrei Mordechai or Mordechai Eliyahu, right here on the Parsha, he discusses many different examples of Beged Ish and Beged Isha, and let's list some of them. First of all, he talks about rings. He is not into rings. He doesn't say it specifically in the detail, but he seems to asser rings for men as well as earrings. He says earrings, even though there are many men in the world that wear earrings, he assumes that it is beged isha, and it is usur, isur d'oraisa of l'yilbash, for a man to wear an earring. He goes into the issue of Purim. We quoted yesterday the two deos in the Ramah about Purim, and he says the minhag olam is to be mekel, but, you know, one should be careful. Obviously, it can't get anything not tznius. What about other types? What about a man wearing a very wide-brimmed hat? Usually, wide-brimmed hats are for women. They wear the wide-brimmed hat. What if it's raining or if it's sunny? You want to wear a wide-brimmed hat? So, he says, Yish makom lahakil in that case, because the kavana of the lovesh is not to try to look like a woman, but it's just for protection. That applies to a hat. That applies to other types of clothing, as we spoke about yesterday as well. What about if it's not clothing? He talks about, what about an umbrella? If there's an umbrella, that's very feminine. is a man allowed to use a very feminine umbrella? So he says, some say it's usur, but others say if it's just derech harai, it is okay. For example, the Gemara talks about if there's a woman has a watch, and the man has to bring it somewhere. So he could wear it just to bring it somewhere on Shabbos, even though there's no Erev. Because there's no Eser of Lo Yilbash, because he's just doing it for Derech Harai. So here too, if this is the only umbrella and you need to use it, and it's not Kavua for to be use it every time, so that also would be mutter. The last point he mentions, when he gets back to the mirror issue, he just says, you have to know why you're looking in the mirror. Im kavanaso kadesh lo yireh meguna. He doesn't, so it should be that he doesn't look meguna, meaning he looks presentable. He wants to check his collar and his tie and just the hair. Okay. But if it's kavanaso lehisya pos, it's to make yourself beautiful at length, so that would be a problem. Good. So the minhag, the chinuch ends off also, this issur is only applying men, b'chol makom v'chol zman, and if somebody does any of these, one would be chayiv malkus, if he shaves, or if he dies, v'chulu, any of these issurim. Okay, we'll stop here. B'Hashem, we'll continue next week with the mitzvos of Shiluach HaKan.